This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Administrators and state officials are again discussing safety in the classroom after another school shooting took place earlier in the month, this time in Santa Fe, Texas. Last week on Morning Edition, we spoke with incoming Summersworth High School principal John Shea about his thoughts on how the state and Governor Chris Sununu are responding to school safety issues. And this morning, we're joined by Perry Plummer, the director of the state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, to continue that conversation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking some time to come into the studio. You're the chairman of a task force that was established by the governor earlier this year to discuss improvements to school safety here in New Hampshire. What have those discussions sounded like so far?
They've been fantastic. We have about 150 people working on school safety. Under that task force, we have working groups, which is a school stakeholder working group, where teachers and principals and students can get together and share their thoughts. We have a mental health working group so we can look at the complexity with mental health professionals. We have a technology and innovative solutions group that's been meeting with vendors and talking about innovative solutions. And then an emergency a response working group that talks about the response itself. And our goal is to give the governor a report, as he requested, with action items. What can we do tomorrow to make our schools safer?
When will this report go to the governor, and when will we start seeing some things being implemented?
So the report is due to the governor in mid-June, and we're really finalizing our task force meetings right now and coming up with those final recommendations. So it's really not fair for me to talk about them specifically because they have to be vetted out by the task force. With that being said, the truth is there's no one thing that's going to totally secure our schools. So we're looking at everything that we can possibly do. What he told me is, I want things that we can do in our schools right away to make our schools safer. But his approach to school safety didn't just start with this task force and after that shooting. When he came into office, I briefed him, and we had been doing a lot of things in school safety since Sandy Hook. And, you know, we are doing complex school security assessments. We've done 90% of our schools we've had complex school security assessments on because, quite frankly, superintendents and principals were being asked, are our schools safe? And they'd say, well, we think they are. So they asked us to come in and do these complex school assessments. Then we looked at emergency operations planning. Do they have a plan? Are they trained to their plan? Do they know how to act in a crisis? So we've been doing that. But the governor said, look, we're not doing enough. We need to do more. So we put more resources and training and exercise in these plans to make sure teachers, students, administrators, public safety officials know how to react and can respond effectively.
As I mentioned before, last week we had incoming high school principal John Shea here on the program to talk about school safety. And he says that he feels it's really necessary to talk about the role that guns play in keeping children safe in schools. And I want to know if that's something the task force has discussed. I know the governor here in our area has said before he doesn't think, you know, talking about banning certain guns is going to have any effect. It seems to say that guns aren't really part of this discussion. Do you feel that they are? Has the task force brought that up?
Well, certainly guns have been talked about forever in this country and this state. Our mission for the task force was to find actionable things. Don't let what we can't do stop us from what we can do. So certainly anything that was going to take years of debate, we're not addressing. So with that being said, we want to recognize the warning signs of someone in crisis. Whether they have access to guns or not, we want to make sure that they have access to the help that they need, because that's really the biggest success. Having an educational system where people aren't disenfranchised. But if they do become disenfranchised, they are exhibiting warning signs, or they're in crisis, we get them the help that they need. And that's a system that supports that. It's training of all staff, from the lunch server to the hockey coach to the principal to parents. With that being said, there's always going to be someone that falls through the cracks, and they're going to have opportunity to be violent. And if that's the case, we only want the people that should be in our schools in our schools. So, you know, hardening schools to delay a perpetrator long enough for law enforcement to come is a strategy that has shown dividends throughout this country.
But back to my original question, though, the guns themselves are not necessarily on the table here. You're talking about other things that can be done in lieu of legislation that can be done immediately to secure a school building.
Again, we don't want to get bogged down with that debate when there are things that we can do.
But in knowing the governor the way you do you feel that the governor would be open to anything down the line to discuss guns? John Shea was saying the more guns you have around a school campus, the more chances you have for a shooting.
I sat through a hearing at the State House. I get to sit in the back of the room when they had the debate about gun-free zones and those types of things. And it's a very complex issue. And I'm sure that the governor does not weigh both sides of that debate lightly. I mean, he has to weigh in and look at that and decide on his own what's the right thing to do for New Hampshire. I mean, we have constitutional rights. We have, obviously, students that feel concerned at their schools. The bottom line is it's not an easy answer. certainly that can be looked at by people other than the task force.
Governor Sununu has established a fund of over $20 million for school infrastructure and security upgrades, as you alluded to, that this is, you know, ongoing. The same principle we talked with John Shea says, although school officials certainly appreciate that, and that's a great start, it's really not that much when you split it between all the schools throughout the state. Are there plans to increase that? Do you feel that that's enough going forward?
I'm not sure that Mr. Shea has all the information of all the stuff that we're doing behind the scenes. And partly that's on us for not getting that out there. But $20 million was put towards it. Another 10 was just allocated, so $30 million. So what's that mean? So I know there's a lot of people say, so you throw $30 million at a problem, is it going to fix the problem? But the way that our system was set up prior to these shootings, prior to a lot of other states jumping on top of this, was those complex assessments. To be eligible for those dollars, you had to have an assessment. You had to have gaps identified in an assessment. So rather than throwing $30 million at a problem, what we're saying is we're putting $30 million to known gaps that have been identified. So it's really, really money well spent. We think that over 90% of the schools in this state, K through 12, non-boarding schools, will receive some type of security upgrade with this money.
Do you think that upgrade is going to happen by fall, or when would these upgrades take place?
Some have already happened. We have been working to get money out to the people that have already completed some of their projects. So a lot of them will be done over the summer, but certainly it'll be over the next year. Some are large, like vestibules, and some are cameras, some are communication systems, those things. But when you take $30 million and you can affect 90% of our school in the state, I don't know any other state that's going to have security upgrades in 90% of their schools this year.
Bray Plummer, I want to thank you so much for the time. Thank you for coming and talking with us today.
Thank you.